When blues legend Buddy Guy calls you the real deal, well, that's no small thing. Recently, he bestowed that honor on 83-year-old singer Mary Lane. I'm a traveling woman. Mary Lane began performing as a kid on the street corners of Clarendon, Arkansas, before making her way north to Chicago, part of the Great Migration. There, she developed a local following playing in clubs alongside members of the blues pantheon, including Howlin' Wolf, Elmore James, Magic Sam, and Junior Wells. Along the way, she recorded just one album, and that was more than 20 years ago. Well, now Mary Lane is back with a new collection called Travelin' Woman. And she joins us from Chicago, from the studios of WBEZ. Mary Lane, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Seems like you have been flying under the radar for a long time, but you're getting a burst of recognition now. You're the debut artist for the new Women of the Blues record label. There's a documentary film about you. The Cook County Board of Commissioners issued an official proclamation honoring you. Not too shabby. How does it feel?
Feel great. I think it's about time. I've been out here forever and still out here and hope to be out here a while longer doing what I'm out here to do, sing some blues for y'all.
Can we talk a bit about your days back in Arkansas? You were, I've read, a teenager when you played with the legendary blues artist Robert Nighthawk. And here's how you described the first time you played with him. You said, he didn't even call me up. It sounded so good. I just went on up there and grabbed the mic and started singing.
I just went on over and grabbed the mic. And from that evening on, I was out there. I was up there with him every weekend.
Well, where did you get the confidence to do that as a teenager?
In the cotton field.
In the cotton field?
Yeah, in the cotton field. I used to go to the field and everything, and all the people would be out there picking cotton and everything, and I'd always be behind. I'd be back there just singing, and everybody'd say, "Go on and sing, Mary, go on and sing." And I kept on doing it for years and years as I came up, you know. When I did make up in my mind that that is what I wanted to be, a blues singer, hey, I didn't stop. I just kept on singing.
I want to ask you about one of the songs on the new album. This is Blues Gives Me a Feeling. Let's take a listen. I was born in the country, and they brought me to the city. Yes, I was born in the country. And they brought me to the city. Yes, I'm gonna keep on singing the blues. Girl, ain't that a pity? Mary Lane, it sounds like you're singing your life story here.
Yeah, and out the whole CD, that's the best song. I love that song. I love it because I did come from the country, and I was singing the blues, and I'm still singing the blues. So every time I sing it, I mean, it just makes me feel good. The
blues, I love them. I've read that the way you write songs is really spontaneous. Apparently, you listen to the music in the studio and come up with the lyrics in your head on the spot?
Yeah, right there.
How does that work?
I don't know. I mean, I just, when they play the music, I just sing what I feel. I be trying to, you know, put it in a respect where it's saying something and it means something and things that I done did and things that happened in my life.
So there's something about what you're hearing from the band that'll just inspire you to start thinking of words to go with that tune.
Yeah, the music. The music's got to be right. You know, I got to feel it. You know, it's a lot of musicians out here, they play and they sound good, but you got to have that feel for the blues.
Mm-hmm. Most of the songs that we've been listening to have, you know, a full band arrangement. There's Hammond B3 organ and there's harmonica and electric guitar, but there's one that is acoustic. It's just you and a guy playing acoustic slide dobro. This is Make Up Your Mind. Why you love me, love?
want somebody else.
Well, tell me about this song, Mary Lane.
It was a struggle trying to get all these tunes together, just coming out with the lyrics and everything myself. And then after I got them all together, then I got to relearn them. And some of them, I still haven't gotten together, but I'm trying.
Mm-hmm. This is a great song. It's a great song.
Yeah.
When you think about your generation of blues musicians, there's you, there's Buddy Guy, a few others who are left, who, a lot of whom migrated from the South up north, in your case, to Chicago.
Yeah.
What do you think that means for the future of your music, of blues music?
Well, you know, one thing about the future of the blues, like Buddy Guy and me and Howlin' Wolf and all of them have done and everything. You know, the younger generation that's coming up now, they sound great. They play the blues. They play the blues, but it's not the blues that I've been into all my life. I can sing the blues behind it, but I don't feel it. With the younger guys and stuff that playing the blues now, you know, they sound good and everything, but the feel is not there.
What do you think's different about it?
For real, they haven't experienced the things that I have and the things that most of the older musicians, they singing about their life and the things they feel, and that's how they play the blues and sing the blues. So the younger guys, hey, what they got to sing about, they don't tell. A lot of them don't even know what the blues is.
I wonder if that's partly what keeps you going in music, just feeling like this is something that will be lost with your generation.
Well, I think so. And like I say, until, you know, I can't do it no more, I'll be out here. I still got it.
That's singer Mary Lane. Her new album is called Travelin' Woman, and the documentary film about her is I Can Only Be Mary Lane. Mary, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so kindly for talking with me.